It's time now for the Coach's Show with Johnson County Central head coach Dustin Begay. The Thunderbirds last week took on a Southern Hyatt Raider team. Coach, came up on the short end of that score, 42-7. Tell us a little bit about the ball game.
Well, it's a tale of two halves. The first half we had, offense moving the ball a little bit, be able to use the clock a little bit. Went into half 7-14. Second half, they came out to play second half, and we just fell apart. We needed a little more defense going on and moved the ball on offense. We weren't able to have that happen.
Southern's always a team. They've just got a pretty decent program every year. They're one of them teams they kind of grind it out, and they're going to be pretty basically solid every year, it seems like.
Definitely, definitely. They got them trained up pretty good there, and they're going to run at you, and they're pretty good at it.
How are your kids doing? I mean, we're week three games into the season here for your squad. Kids staying healthy and learning on a pace you're happy with?
So far, so good, healthy-wise. We have a couple sprained ankles, but nothing too major. We just need to improve every game, and see improvement. So, I was kind of disappointed in our second half. We didn't see that improvement I was looking for, and we have to improve and see that in the film.
We'll be back and visit more with Coach Begay about the game coming up this week for the Thunderbirds after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johns County Central Thunderbird Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Dustin Begay this week. Coach, it's kind of a rarity this year for your squad. You get to play at home 2 weeks in a row, and I think you've only got three home games, so this is your big homestand of the year, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely. We got to take advantage of that home field advantage. hopefully come here this week and ready to play.
Told us last week it was homecoming. It's just a wreck for coaches sometimes. Lots of activities. The kids weren't in school. H&S kind of had that same type of thing last week. They didn't have homecoming. They had the Richardson County Fair, so they were out of school for a couple of days and had to play the Saturday game. H&S sounds like what we saw last week. They're not only running that wing, but now they're also putting the quarterback under center once in a while, so a few different things to prepare for.
Yeah, they really mix things up. If they stay pretty sound with that, it's pretty hard as a defense to follow sometimes. So we have to be pretty sound and stay home.
Coaching against a team that does something that you just don't see any other time of the year, and especially when you've got a young team, you're trying to get all the basics ran into their head. So it's just go out and play and not have to think and react. It's just react. I'm sure this presents an even more difficult week preparation.
Oh, definitely. We have to make sure we're sound. So, nothing's new. We just have to make sure we're playing sound football and correct technique.
You getting all the kids in the places you want them now here after 3 weeks of the season? I'm sure there's always some shuffling early in the season.
Yeah, we're still looking around, looking for some linemen that can run. We do a lot of pulling, so we're looking for some linemen that can really run. And, we're starting to settle down a little bit and really getting into the playbook a little bit.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game this week with HTRS.
Thank you very much.
That is our Johns County Central Thunderbird Coaches Show, brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Cook, by Brinkman Brothers Tecumseh, by Johns County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh.